Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, all you radio listeners out there in Radio Land? It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every week, Wednesdays, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that's on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, Sono, SoundCloud. What the hell fuck else am I on? Google Play and all Amazon Alexa devices. I think I got them all. Anyway, soon to be on Blog Talk Radio and some other shit. This is your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe. Like I said, every Wednesday, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. And here's my awesome co-host and business partner and also a.k.a. the husband. James Muse, what's up, JJ?
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, all
what's
right.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing just lovely. Uh-huh. Anyway, let's not talk about me right now. We have Hurt in the Heartbeat in the studio with us today.
Yes.
Rock band. It's going to be an awesome episode. And do you actually have news, or did you just, you know, fuck off and not do that?
I kind of fucked it off.
Do we know anything? Do we know anything going on in the world of fucking news right now?
Yeah.
Did somebody die recently?
Well, speaking of dying,
eight people were killed. Hurt in a heartbeat. What happened?
Who?
You go ahead. You tell your part, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to them. And yeah.
All right. Eight people were killed. And about a dozen were hurt Tuesday when a 29-year-old man drove a rental truck into a crowd, mowing down pedestrians and cyclists in what officials are calling the deadliest terror attack in New York City since 9/11. I'm trying to get his name. Oh, Saifalo Hibibulovic Siopov.
Okay, good luck with that.
Yeah. Don't ask me to say that shit again.
Okay, don't. Please try to try.
Exited the truck with a pellet gun and a paintball gun. Really? Fake guns? After you done ran people over?
Well, his whole point was to have the police shoot him. You know.
Yeah.
So when he pulled out those fake guns, it was just to like to instigate
murder,
the idea.
Suicide by cop?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Man, that
sounds like a fucking idiot to me.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit, man. Like... It sucks that the way the world is right now, I can't fucking believe a goddamn thing, you know, about anything, right?
Right.
And so, like, pretty much anything you come up with, like, any idea you come up with, is a valid idea for what actually happened, because everything's so fucking crazy. It's and I'm a logician, and that's horrible, you know, that's...
Damn.
Interesting.
I don't know. What about that, you was talking about Kevin Spacey?
Oh, yeah. So, Kevin Spacey. That was a big one.
So
this is crazy. He comes out as being gay, and he says apparently people have known all these decades that, you know, he has been with men and women, but he has decided to live now as fully as a gay man. But what made him come out of the closet fully was because another actor, Andrew Rapp, I think it is, from... it's funny because he was on Road Trip. He played the crazy kid with the glasses that was obsessed with Amy Smart. I don't know if you ever saw it, remember that. And he ended up dying because he went off in the wilderness and he became a cult leader and he drank the juice and nobody else did. They all walked off.
Yeah, I remember that.
He was the only one who fucking died. Bad cult leader. You're horrible at that. But now he's on Star Trek, the new show, I think. Whatever. I can't remember what it's called, but the new one. Orville. Anyway. What is it?
Orville.
No, not Orville.
Star Trek.
Orville's dope though.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. So yeah, that's Shaw. That's that's the guy.
Yeah,
that's the Family Guy guy. Yeah,
Seth
MacFarlane. But there's a new Star Trek TV show out. Anyway, I can't remember what the name of it is off the top of my head. But yeah, he's on that. So he comes out and he says that when he was 14 years old and Spacey was 26, because he again, apparently was one of the kid was the, one of the original members of the Broadway musical Rent. Mm. When he was a kid, like 9 years old or some shit. Wow. But when he was 14, he went to a party and ended up falling asleep or whatever. And Kevin Spacey came in and was trying to like get with him sexually. And so he ran out and like left. And I guess he's talked about it since then, but like not until like 2001 or some shit. So he goes and he says that Spacey had tried to get with him. And that was back then. But then a bunch of other people are now are all like bringing up this huge hot button issue. They're saying, okay, but let's see. Okay, you're gay, but you try to get with a 14-year-old.
Yeah, that's the point.
Okay, so you're trying to divert our attention by saying, oh, I'm gay and I've decided to come out as a gay man. Well, that's cool. We don't give a shit if you're gay. Especially here in Hollywood. Yeah. Come on, nobody gives a rat's fucking ass if you're gay.
You're homosexual in Los
Almost America. Everybody in Hollywood is either bisexual, gay, transgender, something. There's something.
Get used to it.
There's something. Who gives a fuck? We don't care about that, dude. We really don't care if you're gay or not. And actually, I knew that a long time ago.
I thought everybody knew that.
But I'm gonna tell you a story that I know about. But I'm not gonna. I'll hold that for a second. So he says, I'm like, wait a minute, but you guys do get with a 14-year-old boy,
yeah,
not a man who is like 20 or even an 18-year-old, whatever. You try to give it a child. So in essence, like that's pedophilia. That's not gay.
Yeah.
And not just because you're gay doesn't mean you're a pedophile.
Exactly.
So the correlation is not there. So like I'm like, so everybody's like, okay, you're trying to throw smoke up our ass and blind us with something else by, oh, I'm gay. But you're not bringing up the subject. And what's really at the heart of it is you tried to get with a 14-year-old boy.
It's disgusting.
So yeah. my story is I used to date this guy and he had a landlady who's this British chick, and she comes from money. So she tells him this story about how she was on a yacht, because they always throw, the rich people have the little parties on the yachts. So they were on the yacht, and Kevin Spacey was there. And he was, it was a bunch of different celebrities, but he was one of them. He was there with a 15-year-old boy.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
So that kind of goes along with that right there totally singes that for me.
Yeah.
That totally ties that up. Like there's a bow on there now.
Yeah.
Totally. Like I didn't know if I should, I didn't not want to believe it, but because these are people in the entertainment industry and a lot of them are capable of some really fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Especially pedophilia. And Harvey Weinstein. Rapist. Ooh. Sex.
It's like they're coming out every week now.
I swear to God. And then what was it? The two dudes from Fox News. No, wait. Was it Fox?
That was a couple of months ago.
No,
Roger
what's his
Ailes
name?
And,
Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly. Yeah, so we've got a bunch of sick fuckers going around here. And they're all in the entertainment industry.
Well, I just don't know how long they thought it was going to go on for. Good
point. I don't know. I know somebody died, though. Somebody died this last week. Somebody big. I just can't remember who the fuck it was.
Really?
There's people dying every goddamn week.
The butler from French.
That was last week. Benson. Robert Guillaume. That was last week. I don't remember, but it was anyway. That was crazy.
How many people have been born? That's a better question.
Mm. I would rather
James
talk
Lewis,
about that.
Everybody.
A shitload.
Right.
A shitload. Is today your birthday?
Yesterday was my birthday.
Fuck yeah! Happy birthday to James Lewis,
thank you.
Lead singer of Hurt in the Heartbeat. Yeah. So we're here in the house, and I think that's about all for the news.
Nothing else is going on.
We don't really give a fuck about anything else.
No news.
Anyway,
those were some
stuff that was going on. Anyway, so we're here with Hurt in the Heartbeat, rock band extraordinaire. I saw these guys at the Whiskey.
Hmm.
And who was playing that night? I'm trying to remember. Was that the night at Corey Feldman night? I thought that was. Okay. No, because I remember Dirty Machine was there too. Because we were there to see Dirty Machine, but you guys were on before that. And there was another. There was a couple of the really
there
good
was
bands.
One, yeah, there was one other
the
band.
Furries. What was the name of that? The Start with an F. I want to swear to God. No, the Remy's, the Revy's, Revy's, the Revy's.
Yes,
that's what it was. The Revy's went on right before Kevin, right before Corey Feldman.
Yeah,
but right after Dirty Machine.
Yeah.
So there was some really good bands there that night, though.
Interesting night. That was
yeah,
an interesting
you
night.
Guys and the Revy's. Obviously, Dirty Machine. I've been dealing with them for a while. They've been on the show a couple times, but there was only certain like bands that I was interested in dealing with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I go to these concerts to see one band, and I'll find sometimes only one band that will interest me out of the rest of them, and sometimes it'll be two or three.
Yeah.
It depends.
Well, I've been
on the
like,
night.
I've been producing bands for a couple of years now, so like I know how you feel. Like when I go out to see one band to make sure it's kind of what I'm looking for, sometimes you come away with four that you like just can't, you got to have them. You
know? It just depends on the night. Depends on the night, the lineup, and what the fuck's going on. And yeah. The whiskey, as we were talking about earlier, they like to do a hodgepodge event shit. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Whoever has money to throw in on the fucking $2,000 goddamn thing to get in, which is crazy.
No, it's ridiculous.
But it's fucking ridiculous. So obviously the headliner has to sell the most tickets, I'm sure, probably. I mean, I don't know how that works.
I think Corey just shows up and says, I want to play. I'm Corey Feldman. Let me play. Like, when you're on that level,
dude, he sold out.
Yeah, I think two nights he sold out.
He sold out the whiskey. He sold out both nights of the whiskey. Yeah. I looked at his tour, okay, because I didn't really know how big he was going to be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I saw the performance on the morning show thing that people were making fun of him and shit. I said, he wasn't really that bad. I mean, it could have been a million times worse.
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't really that bad. I mean, I gotta give him props for fucking trying.
Exactly.
How many motherfuckers out there wouldn't even goddamn try to try?
Exactly.
They'd be like, oh, I'm a pussy ass bitch and I'm not gonna do this. So I was like, okay, well, you know, at least he tried and he put in a big effort, and that's
the
something that you gotta
great
say
too
for him.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fucking awesome.
I was entertained.
I have to admit, I did not stay for the whole thing because once he started doing the angel thing, I was fucking out.
Mm.
No offense. I have mad respect for the angels though. I was very impressed. They could all play instruments.
Oh, yeah,
and
they're
musical.
They all
played instruments and they all played them very well.
Yeah.
I was very surprised. I was like, oh my God, they're hot. And they can really play the instruments. They're not faking it.
No, they're good.
That's real shit. I was like, yeah, no, because there's motherfuckers out there that were trying to say that they were just, you know, lip syncing, pretending like you're playing the instruments and shit. Yeah, like on tracks.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
they were playing. They were definitely
Yeah. I was watching. I was watching every little fucking thing. And trust, I know if a motherfucker is playing or not.
Oh, yeah.
Just like you know when them rappers get up there and are lip syncing to their own fucking tracks.
Yeah,
you can fucking tell if it's real or not.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, this motherfucker's just lip syncing. Fuck him.
It's true.
I'm sorry, but if you can't bring it on stage, that's why I'm more, no offense to anybody and their fucking craft. But I have way more respect for bands.
Oh, than rappers?
Than rappers.
I don't know.
In the sense because you guys got to put in shitloads of fucking practice.
Oh, yeah.
Practice, 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 practice with your instruments, with everything. You got to rehearse. You've got to, like, there's so much work you got to put into it. And then you also have to do the recording and all these other things and perform on stage. And you have to play, like, on stage in front of all these fucking people and do well. Like, you know, you don't want to fucking suck. That's why you fucking rehearse a shitload.
No doubt.
But a rapper can just walk out on a stage and fucking sing and do his thing. I mean, yeah, he's got to maybe like remember all his lyrics and he's got to like, there's certain things you got to do, yes. But like, they don't have to put in as much time as you guys do, in my
opinion.
Well,
I think I kind of, it depends. You know, it depends if you're good at your craft.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you do, like, I actually know a hip-hop artist named Nate Brady, and he puts in just as much time as I do into a hip-hop track that I do into a rock track.
I like that, though.
So, yeah, when I go to listen to Nate, I literally listen to his melody lines.
Yeah.
I listen to what they're doing with the backbeat.
Yeah.
I listen to the whole thing. And at that point, it gives me other ideas. And that's where
that's
you get that crossover feeling of, like, you know, like, believe me, there's some songs that we have, like, that kind of go out on some rants. And I always pull back on trying to rap. Because, like, as soon as I start to bust into the hip-hop world, it's over.
over. All rap.
But
for
when
sure,
I,
all rap.
When I hear someone that puts in the time and the effort to really to do, you know, what they're supposed to, then at that point, it could be jazz, it could be hip hop, it could be whatever. Whatever you put the time into, even you guys right here, putting the time into your craft right here, you know, that's where your passion lies. And the hip hop artist that's that gets up there and just, you know, has a backbeat and says nothing and has nothing to their message, and you're not hearing anything, you're not going to feel it. But like someone like Nate, dude, you're going to hear the message. You're going to feel what he's trying to say.
Well, because he's a real artist.
Exactly.
And that's different. Now, I have respect for those guys that are rappers and hip-hop artists.
Yeah.
That actually produce their own tracks and their own beats. They do all their own work. They go. They do their all their own media and production and marketing and sale. Those guys are different.
Definitely.
Those are set above.
Yep.
That's like an Eminem or a fucking Dr. Dre, a Kendrick Lamar. That's a... Those are high, like, that's why they're where they are.
No doubt.
Because they're real artists.
Straight up.
Now, no offense, but, you know, even where we live, downtown L.A., everybody and their motherfucking brother thinks they're a goddamn fucking rapper. I'm going to be the next big rapper. I'm the biggest thing. My name is Easy P. No, I'm just kidding. Whatever the fuck it is, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, let me hear what you got to say. Because everybody and their brother wants to fucking audition for me. Because the second they fucking find out I'm a radio DJ and I have my own recording label and I have all these things, they're like, oh, we want to, you know, I'm a rapper. Okay, well, I want to hear what the fuck you got.
Yeah.
Do you have anything recorded? Okay.
Where's your EP?
First of all, what, not even just an EP, just a single, something, anything. I don't give a fuck what it is.
Yep.
Do you have some kind of produced work, something you did, you put together? I don't give a fuck if you did it on your phone.
Yep.
With your drumming on the table. I don't give a fuck what you did.
Yeah.
As long as it's recorded, something I can listen to, I can see that if you got some kind of talent that can be worked with.
Yep.
Because we can get you into a recording studio. I know recording studios where you can get $25 for a goddamn hour, please.
Yeah.
There's places you can go.
Oh, yeah.
It depends on the place you go as to how great the equipment is, but you know what I'm saying.
A good producer doesn't matter what the
equipment is. It doesn't. Exactly. Like I said, drumming on a table. Yeah. I don't give a shit what you do, as long as you can show me what you got. Now... Like Marla, I've got this. We signed our first client to our record label.
Oh, nice. Feels good, right?
Yes, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So we're Get Real Global Records. So I went and I put him on. I listened to her and like, she was really good. And I looked at all her songs, looked the lyrics, things like that. It was really good stuff. So I was like, okay, I'll work with you. Now they got these other people that are, you know, I was like, okay, well, send me your song, send me something. I don't care what it is, so I can see what you have. And some people just, oh my God, they're fucking horrible.
They're not talking about anything.
Oh my God. No, I'm like, what the fuck are you singing about? I don't understand this. Okay, fuck you. No, I mean, it's great that they put in the time and, you know, the few seconds, whatever it is they did on their phone. I don't know what the fuck they did. If they got real talent or real something, they can hone their craft. They can work at it. They can perfect it. Just like you guys, when you learn how to play guitar, when you learn, you know, you get your singing to that point where you can, you know, like project and feel comfortable and sing, you know, or a drummer or a fucking bass player, anything. I mean, anything. I don't care if it's the piano or what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's a lot of fucking work. I played the flute for 7 years.
Yeah,
that's a lot of fucking work.
Yeah.
The constant rehearsing you have to do. And I was in marching band and the orchestra.
Yeah.
So, like, I know what you guys got to go through in that sense, like learning an instrument and playing it for a long time. And I just got sick of it after 7 years. I don't really give a fuck about the flute anymore.
Well, once you learn the instrument,
but
that's
you
the
guys,
one thing,
but you guys know. Have passion in the sense of you want to, like, have a band and, like, carry it on and do that kind of thing.
I mean,
I just did it because I was in school and I like music.
You know?
Isn't that awesome? Yeah, that's nice.
Once your guitar gets to that place where, like, you don't even remember what color the finish was when you bought it, you know, because you scratched
dude.
It up so bad. You
yeah,
know?
But that means you have, that's a lot of love,
yeah,
dude.
That's a lot of love, yeah.
That's a lot of fucking love. Yeah. That means you really love that guitar.
Oh, yeah.
You kept it. You still got it. It was probably one of your first fucking guitars you ever got.
First guitar
had.
I ever bought, brand new.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You know, how much did you pay for that thing?
Good question, actually. It must have been $650 or something like
that. Yeah. And what year did you get it?
2003, I think.
Wow, so you've had it a while, so it's 14 years.
Yeah.
Damn, and that's a Taylor.
Oh, it's my girl, yeah.
Nice. It's very nice, I mean, you know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Play them if you got them, you know?
Exactly. And the fucking thing still is in good shape. Yeah. It still works. Absolutely. You still got, you know what I'm saying? Then because you took care of it.
Absolutely.
That means, that's what I'm talking about, the love.
That's music. Music takes care of us, and we got to take care of music. That's really what it is.
But that's because you really love it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
My gift is, like, acting, radio, like, graphic arts, website design. Mine comes in visual other sense, like, and being, like, my, you know, like, big personality, like, that kind of stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. That's where my stuff comes from. But, you know, everybody's got their own little thing.
It's true.
Everybody's got their little niche. Whether it's an actor, a singer, or whatever it is. So, okay, so Hurt and Heartbeat is on. We're on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and YouTube. And so we've got, you want to play a little song?
Yeah.
You want to do the acoustic? We'll do that? Okay. I'm going to turn off mine and his mic so you guys can play.
Yeah. James better get his guitar, you know.
No problem, dude. You get yourself set up. Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like,
doing an acoustic gig here in the studio. We like it.
Now I'm just thinking about rapping, man. The the thing about it is, like I'm not a rapper, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, my shit is way catchier than Derek Jeter jumping up into the stands. Like, I don't watch sports, and I don't really care either. I Googled that fact just to make my rhymes meatier. I'm coming out of the sky like a meteor. I'm always on fire and make you hold onto the seat of your pants. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta keep your shit together, whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
If you're a songwriter, then you're a rapper.
You gotta have it, yeah. If you're a songwriter, then you're
a lyricist.
That's what it is.
Rap is poetry.
That's right.
Rhythm and poetry. Right. Therefore, you're just taking...
I didn't know that, and that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
Rhythm and poetry.
That's what rap means, yeah. Rhythm and poetry.
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I got caught trying to be Eminem, like, way back in the day. Like, I used to write hip-hop lyrics. I really did, like, maybe 2001, you know?
Whatever.
Like,
you were trying something different. New style.
Wu-Tang was, like, you know, ruling the universe.
Oh, fuck, and, yeah, Wu-Tang Clan. Yeah. Hell yeah.
And
we love them.
Like, Redman, all that shit.
Redman,
I loved it. And so,
hell yeah.
I would have all these lyrics just, like, hidden in this garage. Like, literally hidden in a garage. And one day, somebody decided to clean out the garage.
Damn.
Swear to God. And they came up to me, and they're all...
What is
dude,
this?
Dude, who's writing these rhymes? Yeah. Who thinks that they are Vanilla Ice? And, like, literally,
oh,
and at that point,
I just stopped.
I'm like, I will never try to...
Oh, no way.
But the rhymes were good. I can tell you. They
but
were
see, but that's a good practice, though, for writing songs.
Oh, definitely.
Because most songs, if you look at any rock song, look at any kind of song, country song, actually, what it is, the ends rhyme a lot. You know what I mean? Every other bar, every other whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's like...
Oh, there's a way. I mean, the closest book to me most of the time is my little rhyming dictionary, you know? So, like...
That's good, though.
Yeah, there's a way, yeah.
Yeah. Thesaurus.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. All right. It's Hurt in the Heartbeat.
You want to look at me, dude? I want to look at you.
Let's pretend like we're really...
Oh, Jesus. It's an acoustic set on Jenny's Real Talk.
I love
on
our
the
acoustic
block.
Sets, dude. All right.
So first.
Michelin.
Hey.
That was awesome.
Oh, man. Thank you, guys.
Yes. That was wonderful. You were just listening to Hurt in the Heartbeat.
That was fantastic.
Jenny's Real Talk
thank
on the Block.
You,
LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes. And they were playing an acoustic set.
Dude, the room sounds good.
I know.
That was awesome. Wasn't that great?
Yeah, the room sounds good. Yeah.
That was great. I was like, wow.
Sounded really good in here.
That was the first.
And then
can we just say you were the first to do an acoustic set?
We diversionized the room?
Yes. No, I love it, man.
This is our 35th episode of Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Right on.
And
you are the first one to do an acoustic set.
That's amazing.
First one to do an acoustic set.
No, I love it.
We've had a lot of firsts on this show.
Yeah.
A lot of bands have done world premieres on our show.
That's
so
awesome.
I love that show.
That's dope. Yeah.
Love it.
I told him about the Troy, what's your friend's name?
Troy Bullock.
Yeah, he called from the gold mine.
That's awesome. He works in a gold mine, or he does mining, you know, and he used to do coal mining and shit too. But so he's on, so he calls us, he goes, I'm at work. He goes, yeah, I took an hour off to come up and do the show. And I'm like, come up from where? He goes, I'm in a gold mine.
Oh my God.
He goes, I had to come up to a level where I could actually get phone reception.
Yeah.
And he was calling us from within the gold mine. I was like,
that's great.
Wow. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'm loving this right there.
We've got a lot of crazy shit on our show, so we like that. We like crazy shit.
We love crazy shit.
Hell yeah.
So where are you guys going to be playing soon? Let's talk about some of your shows.
We're playing the Mesa Music Festival in 2 weeks in Mesa, Arizona.
Nice.
11/11. And then we're going to be playing back at the Whiskey with Missing Persons December 9th.
Nice.
And then we're done. We're going to take some time off and we're going to record another album. We got a double album.
We got two albums written. So
nice. Yeah, that's fucking awesome, dude.
So then we're going to take 3 months, maybe 4 months off. And I don't know. We're going to crank it out and then we're going to go back on tour again and...
So you're not going to play at all in that time?
No.
I don't know, man. I'm not making any promises.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. Unless you never know.
All right, so I'm glad.
The situation comes up. Yeah.
Then I'm glad, I guess, we're going to the show on December 9th.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
At the Whiskey.
Yeah. What we got to do is we got to bring you guys up to the rooms, you know what I'm saying? Let's go.
Yeah.
Have you been back there?
Once.
Okay.
And you know how many bands have given us, wristbands? We didn't know what the fuck that meant.
Oh yeah! You get to
I don't
go,
pay attention because I'm always there just on the floor doing coverage.
Doing our shows.
I'm doing podcasts from the event. I'm doing
Facebook Live.
You know, pictures, video, all that shit. So I'm so busy doing that. I'm not even really paying attention.
Yeah, totally.
So so Lou Gordon, Jay Gordon's dad from Orgy.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's, Jay Gordon's, so he's the lead singer, right? So Lou's his dad, and he's also their manager. So he does all their bookings, all their stuff, you know. So anyway, so we go to the Whiskey one night, and we were covering them back in September. And they go, they give us the wristband or whatever. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And I was like, okay. He goes, come on upstairs, whatever. And he was like, that wristband, when you hit the wristband from a band like that, he goes, that means you can go upstairs.
Yeah, it's an invitation to come hang.
He says, that means you can come hang upstairs, upstairs. Yeah. I said, I thought upstairs meant the second floor.
Oh, that's funny.
No, there's another
set of stairs. You know how you guys sit up there in the tables, you know, and shit? I just thought that meant you could go to the second level and sit with the band and shit. I did not know that the Whiskey had an upper level on a third floor that where the bands get ready and shit and everybody hangs out upstage between everything and whatever. You know, I'm like, oh my God.
It's amazing too.
I went up there that one time. Yeah. I've only been up there that one time.
Did you go in the apartment room? You have the two or three shitty rooms on the side where our bands get to hang out, we're on the right.
Yeah. And then there's another big room.
Where Corey Feldman and everybody gets to go. And as soon as they come in,
I haven't been in there yet.
It's amazing.
I just went in that side. side room.
We just snuck in. Oh, and I want to like, see it. It is great. They have DVDs from like, you know, 1989. Like, the most crazy shit that you ever seen. And it's really nice.
I want to check it out.
And then you can see like, you know, whatever street that is, like Sunset or whatever.
Sunset Boulevard.
Like, right. You can just see it. And it's just cool. And you're away from everybody. It's about, you know, we had to get out quickly because, like I said, we snuck in.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think I was with one of my friends that was really into tagging when we were a kid. And
nice.
We're like kind of partying in that room, right?
Nice.
And all of a sudden I look over and there's this frame. It's a really nice frame. And he's got a Sharpie and I see Hurt and the Heartbeat on some fucking like thing, like on a painting. And I'm like, what are you doing? We got to go. Like literally, and I had to book out because like, you know.
But isn't that cool? Is it like still there?
Gotta be.
Hey, we'll find out. Fucking awesome. We'll go find
out. We're going to find out. We're going to find out on December 9th right? at the Whiskey.
Well, they
when you play with missing persons.
They remodeled those rooms kind of recently, and so back in the day, must have been like 2006 or something like that. I played with a band I was in forever ago, and so I got to be in the original dressing rooms where like Hendrix was and where the doors used to go and stuff. And so like when they remodeled it, it doesn't have the same thing to me because I remember what it used to be like.
Well, of course, yeah.
My stepmother's watching. What's up, Shirley? How's it going?
Oh, tell her hi.
What's up?
Hi, Shirley.
Yeah, the husband says hi too. You haven't met him yet. You'll meet them
when I go to Maine.
No Sense is watching.
Oh, you gotta go.
Oh, what's up, homie?
We got a bunch of our friends and stuff watching.
He was like on our show. He was a guest. Went to his EP
no
Sense. Party.
He's an actual artist that puts in the time.
He's good.
That's what he's supposed to do. Yeah, and he's like hip hop
artist. He did you remember the movie Baby Boy?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he did a video called Baby Boy in the movie in the house that actually
oh cool.
One of the movies was in the movie.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, where they lived or whatever, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. Here's our usual shout outs for the week. Let's see, we got Mimi.
Hey Mimi, what's happening?
MZ.
MZ.
MZT dog.
MIT.
Yeah,
MIT. Sonny Giggles.
Yeah, she's literally missing in person. Missing person.
MIT is MIA.
She's a missing person. No, I'm just kidding.
not good. Not good.
No, she's in Palmdale. The other Dave Navarro.
What's up, Dave? We miss you. We love you.
Yeah, that was my original co-host. His name's Dave DeVar.
I saw that and I was like, holy shit. Yeah, right. If I'm going to sit in the fucking studio with Dave Navarro, I'm not like playing guitar. I'm not doing anything.
I will. I'll go twice as hard. Seriously. Dude. I'm not afraid of nobody. Bring your best, dude.
Right?
No, yeah. But it's funny though, because if you look at his Facebook page, it says not the guitarist.
That's hilarious. Serious.
So anytime you come on this, I did this thing. I started this thing where I went, hashtag the other Dave Navarro.
That's
so
great.
So I kept doing the other Dave Navarro. So we were playing on that.
I think I got that. Like, I think I honestly got that.
We were playing on that. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
The other Dave Navarro. You know, whatever. and then one of the dudes, Society One, was on our show recently. It's a heavy metal band, right? And so the lead singer, Matt Zane, is like, he does all these different video productions with all these different big people like that, you know? And so he says, oh yeah, I've been on Dave Navarro's radio show and shit. I'm like,
that's so awesome.
I went so like awesome. This. I went, hook a bitch up. I went, seriously, like you can like introduce me and stuff. I'm not gonna be mad at you.
Right,
right.
6 a.m. Fuck yeah. Come on now, it's Motley Crue. Jesus Christ, Nikki Six. Who would not want to meet all these people? Yeah, who would not want to meet all these people? Like all these great people that on these different radio shows, all these different things. That's what I'm saying. Like at some point, you know, we want to be on that level, but that's
hey, let's
down
go.
The line.
You know?
That's down the line. We're working on it.
We're doing it right now.
We're doing it right now. Yes. So we're getting down to the nitty gritty here. We got a couple more songs I want to play.
Okay.
What do you want? Let's see. What's this first one? Eyes. What's that?
Eyes like Betty White. Yeah, that's the single.
Oh, that was a great one.
Yeah, that's the single.
I love that fucking song. When you guys played that at the goddamn concert.
I love
concert,
that fucking song, too.
I was like, that is awesome.
Hey, baby.
Eyes like Betty White.
Play the song, baby.
I'm good. Here we go. Eyes like Betty White. Hurt in the Heartbeat. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio. Channel 1. iHeartRadio. iTunes. YouTube.
skeleton. Eyes like Betty White. Eyes like Betty White. You're the only thing that I see tonight.
Eyes like Betty White.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about how much of a badass that Betty White is.
Mm-hmm. And how much James wants to make sweet love to her.
Oh, my God.
Dude, she's awesome. No, don't start that. who wouldn't? I mean, you know, I'm bisexual. I might even want to do a Betty White. Who knows?
Betty White's eyes.
This is wrong. I'm talking about... Anyway, is that geriatric abuse? No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Anyway, Betty White is always glad. We're always welcome to be on our
she
show.
She can come on our show.
You can be on our show anytime, Betty White.
If
we
you
love
get Betty,
you.
You got to bring we us back. Cause the,
yeah.
Like,
we'll no, I'll bring
we
you.
We will not guess the way we get Betty White.
That's a correlation episode.
Yeah, yeah, it has
See,
to happen, yeah.
That's something where we do a two-hour episode. We'd have you guys on here with Betty White
because
you have a song called
Exactly,
like
yeah.
Betty
yeah.
White.
yeah.
See what I'm
perfect.
Saying?
That'd be perfect.
I'm just saying it makes sense.
Let's set it up.
I will dress up as a golden girl. We will all dress up as a golden girl.
I almost wore my Stay Golden shirt today. I almost wore my Betty White shirt today.
All right, we got one more song. What's this one called? I used to see M-I-S-H. I don't say can't see the whole part.
We already did Michelin.
We're good.
Yeah.
We did Michelin. Yeah, we did it acoustic. Okay, we're good. Yeah. We're good. Well, let's see. Okay, so you got the album you're working on. You're working on a double album.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. So we just put out Smile That Saved the Whole World, and it was awesome doing it. And so this band is super cool because it's kind of a super group. Our drummer is in a bunch of bands, but his band, Bleeding Sky, is punk rock. You know, like
Bleeding Skies. Yeah, Bleeding Sky,
I've yeah.
seen them.
You probably
have. I haven't seen them like perform, but
oh,
I've
yeah,
seen,
but
them
seen them
on
yeah, yeah,
somewhere.
For sure, definitely.
Amazing.
Facebook
amazing,
and
yeah.
Instagram.
And so,
that.
Like, I'm number one fan for them. And I have another band that I'm in. And the first night
called
that,
MJ and the Space Jams.
Shout out, Colin, Danny, love
funny.
You guys. And so the first night that I met James was we were booked together on a bill. Was OC Tavern, must have been, yeah. San Clemente.
No, it was in Long Beach.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, no, but that was only when we passed each other. We didn't really talk that night. I'm talking about when we jammed.
Oh, yeah.
OC Tavern, right? And so he had two guitars on stage, and like one of them looked kind of lonely. So I jumped up on stage and started soloing. And
that
you know,
was it.
It's only going to go
nice.
One way or the other, you know.
Yeah.
So I've been around ever since, and like
perfect fit.
It's just been great, yeah. And so what's really cool about it is that like a lot of us have our own things outside of Hurt, but when we come together, like it's all Hurt, you know, and it goes hard.
Right.
And so putting this record together was fun because like I've recorded with a Bleeding Sky before. And like he's recorded with me, James has recorded with me with other stuff, and so we had another band together that we had, and but it's just it was so cool getting all these awesome musicians together and recording and putting it down that way because I think we really got something special.
Right.
And so the next thing's gonna be cool because we're recording it and producing it all on our own. So
we have a really great bass player, Rondi Condor.
Rondi,
she's when we are going down, she brings us up.
Yeah, that's the chick that I see in the pictures.
I saw her play it on stage with you.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
Yeah, she was really cool. She did a great job. Yeah,
she keeps us up. She's like, I'm serious. When we take things too seriously, she just reminds us, dude, have fun. Have a good time. And that's what you need to do when you're playing music is have a good time.
That is what it is about.
Yeah, and I feel that, I feel that people are trying to take that away from us as musicians and fangoers, like these people that happened in Las Vegas recently, you know, like
we had a Jason Aldean concert that was horrible.
Okay, we had a huge concert coming up for Halloween, and I literally kind of like had to step back and think, okay, do I need to take extra security precautions? Are people going to come in here and are they going to, you know, do something like that? Right. I have to think that now. When I play the whiskey, I have to think, are these people, like, is it okay?
Which is scary.
No, it's beyond it's ridiculous. Scary. Like at schools now, they have these doors where they have this little slide lock. So the slide lock keeps the doors open. And then if you had any problem, you just pull the thing and it locks.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, dude. It's fucking school, man.
But we got
to
do it. That's
like, I
got
to read here. Right. I don't have time to worry about getting shot. I'm trying to read. Like, yeah.
And that's the thing. So, like, we have to continue as musicians. We got to keep doing it, even though people are getting killed to watch music, which is bizarre in itself.
Which is retarded.
That sucks. Really
it totally sucks. Yeah. You know,
because it's music.
It is music. So at this point, we as musicians got to take it back and not be scared. As fans, not be scared to go out to the shows.
Fuck, you know, no. I'm still gonna go.
So am I. And if I happen to get shot up on stage, that was my destiny to die right there. I don't think that's gonna happen. But it's good to, you know,
at some point you gotta have no fear.
Exactly.
You got to.
Yeah. There should be no fear on anyone. Yeah. If we all got rid of
You know, it's precautions that certain people that you have to take, but at a certain point, don't let you know the fact that something might happen.
Yes,
to stop you from enjoying your life.
Exactly,
and get rid of that fear, because you know it might not happen, but if it does, you know you might survive it and
deal with it. Then deal when it happens. Exactly. Don't create the situation that hasn't already happened.
Right.
Fear can cripple us all, and when you don't live in a life of fear, it's such a better world.
All right, well, we got to wrap up. Unfortunately,
we
got like less than three minutes. God damn, this show goes too fast.
Yeah, it does.
We have so much fucking fun. It's ridiculous. All right, so what are your what's your website, your social media links? What do we got going on here so people could check you the hell out?
We're on Facebook, Instagram, all those things. Hurtintheheartbeat.com.
You can just come over to my house anytime. I'll play guitar for you.
Right.
You
know? Nice. Yeah. We like that.
Okay, he cooks enchiladas.
Cool. So check out Hurt in the Heartbeat on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, all that stuff. And also go to hurtintheheartbeat.com, which is their website. Next week, we're going to have Maya J on the show.
Right.
That's more like club music, house music. She's more like, I don't know what you want to call her. Not rap and hip hop. She's more like pop. Pop music, I guess. Yeah, like that. You know, it was really good. That's all I know. And so, you know, here at Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, we like to be diversified. We like to have many different types of authors, artists, companies, bands, you name it, on our show, actors, actresses, whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. Come on in. We're here. This weekend, motherfuckers, we're covering Ozfest and Not Fest.
Yeah.
Saturday, November 4th, we will be covering Ozfest with Ozzy Osbourne and the Deftones and many other great bands. On Sunday, November 5th, we will be covering Knot Fest with Slipknot, Rob Zombie, Stone Sour, Testament, Marilyn Manson, Marilyn Manson, and a bunch of other great bands. And our buddies, Dead. D.E.D. will be performing. They'll be on the show soon. I'm still trying to get them booked.
Dead is good. I like Dead.
They're out of Arizona, but Dead, a heavy metal band. They are on with the CAA, Creative Arts Institute, Artists, something like that. It, one of them showcase things. It's like a company that, what do they call it, manages them, CAA. And they have lots of stuff going on. So great stuff to come. We've been here today. Thank you so much, Hurt and Heartbeat, for being on the show with us today. James Lewis and our buddies.
MJ. Shout out to Robert Kavanaugh over here, man. The world doesn't go around without Cavi over here, man.
And like, Richard Cadman.
And of course, the chief, Richard Cadman.
Hi.
Yes.
Thank you guys for having us, man. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, thank you so much for coming in today.
We've had
a blast. It went by too damn fast.
Heart and Heartbeat.
But we had a Hurt and Heartbeat. It's a Hurt and Heartbeat away.
Yeah.
We had a blast having you guys on the show today. Thank you so much for tuning in to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, Daily Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, and all Amazon Alexa devices. We'll be back next Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Maya J on the show. And we're out.